You are listening to Learn Thai Glue Glue podcast, where learning Thai is as easy as peeling a banana. สวัสดีค่ะทุกคนครูสมุกเองนะคะ I am Kru Smuk, your Thai teacher. I am a teacher from Banana Thai School and welcome back to my podcast series Learn Thai กล้วยๆเรียนภาษาไทยง่ายๆ Easy Thai. Today's topic will be something very, very interesting and useful as well for those who want to, you know, sound more like Thai because today's topic isinterjections that make you sound Thai. So this lesson will help you sound more Thai and speak more naturally and, you know, have a little bit of like, you know, people can say that, oh, you sound so Thai because of these tips that you're going to learn from this lesson. Before we get started, don't forget to follow and subscribe my podcast, Learn Thai Glue Glue Podcast,or follow my Instagram and Facebook page Banana Thai School นะคะ so you won't miss any new lessons and updates including the coming promotion and deals. First thing first, what make you sound Thai then? Well, there are many components, many elements that make you sound Thai. Start from the first one, like pronunciation is important. However, it's not the easiest thing to masterWith the pronunciation, you have to think about two things, which are consonant sounds, vowel sounds, oh, one more thing I forgot, and tones, right? For the consonant sounds, you have to pronounce the consonant correctly. For the vowel, be careful whether it's short or long vowel sounds. And of course, the five tones. But let's skip this part because, you know,it's not the main topic for today. The second thing that makes you sound Thai is word choices. There are many words that have the same meaning but used in a different situation. For example, the word รู้ and รู้จัก. Both of them means to know. The word รู้จัก. รู้จัก means to know, used with a noun. For example, ฉันรู้จักคุณ. I know you.Why the word รู้ รู้ used with the word ว่า and then followed by a sentence. It sounds more like I know that plus a sentence. For example, ฉันรู้ว่าวันนี้ฝนตก. I know that it rains today. So รู้จัก and รู้ว่า both of them means to know, but used differently. And this is what you also have to master to learn in order to speak Thai.You know, more naturally. The third component is particles. I have also created an episode to teach you five common particles. And it's a 10th episode of this Learn Thai Glue Glue podcast. You can take a look. It's been a while already, like last year, I guess. So check it out if you want to learn the five common particles.And last one, ค่ะ, which I'm going to teach you today, it is the sounds that Thai people make or the interjections, you know, the sounds that show the emotion. For example, like for the German, if you say like, also, before you start saying something like this is German style or like, ach so, it's like, ah, I see, you know, these are the sounds that are unique ina specific language, and in Thai language, we have many of them. Like, seriously, จริงๆนะมีหลายเสียงมากๆนะคะ many sounds นะคะ Without further ado, let's get started with the 10 Thai sounds, 10 interjection sounds. Okay, before we start, I want you to pause the podcast here. Type down in the comment ค่ะ What sounds have you heard before?So pause it here and then continue. All right, so after you're listing down, now we're going to start with the 10 interjection or sounds of emotion Thai people. The first one, ka, the sound that you probably have heard it before because Thai people like to make this sound. And it's, I hope it sounds cute for you. It's a sound that, you know, when Thai people finally understood something or finally like, oh, I see. You know, like this kind of thing. Can you guess what sound is it? The interjection sound for when you understood something, you say, oh, oh, and you have to make it very long. Like, oh, like it's just like a wavy, you know, with the tone, nah? Up, down, and up and down. Oh, nah? Oh, เข้าใจแล้ว. Which mean, ah, I got it. Or you can also say, oh, แบบนี้นี่เอง. แบบนี้นี่เอง is a phrase mean, ah, just like this. You use the sound, oh, when you understood something, when you finally got something, got the message. Ah, can you practice saying, oh? Great. Now let's move on to the second one, ค่ะ. Can you guess the sound that, you know, when you want to say like, what? You know, when you like, kind of surprised. When you are surprised, in Thai we say, huh? Huh? With high tone, okay? Huh? Short sound but high tone. Like, huh? อะไรนะ? Like, what? Like, huh? What? So in English, you would just say, what? Right? But Thai people would say, huh? First. And then you say, อะไรนะ? Which means, what? Huh? อะไรนะ? Huh? What? Now let's move on to the third one. This sound is like when you understood something, but then you found out that what you have understood was wrong. And you kind of like disappointed a little bit. You will say, ow, ow. Like kind of low tonage, long sound, ow. Or like people can also say, ow. So you use this ow with อะไรวะ which mean like, sorry, but like, what the heck? Ow, อะไรวะ? Like, what? What is it? You know? So the word huh is like, what? And the word ow is like, what? You see the feeling, right? Like, ow, tamaya. Like, what? Why then? When you couldn't understand. So it's not a good feeling. So you use the word ow when you're kind of disappointed, when you are kind of... So number four. This one, I think you know it. It's a very, very cute sound. It's a sound when you are impressed. When you are like, wow. Ah, in Thai, how do you say that? Do you know that? In Thai, we say, oh, oh. Ho. Make sure that the ho is long enough. Oh, so yod. Which means like, wow, that's amazing. Oh, so mara. Which means like, wow, it's so beautiful. So oh, give you a feeling of like exaggerated, impressive feeling. When you are so impressed about something. Number five, ka. If you want to say, what? You crazy? What? You lost your mind? What? How can you think about it? It's crazy. Well, the word it's crazy in Thai is ba, with a falling tone. And you can use this word as an interjection when you want to say like, really? That's crazy. You say, ba. Ba, ใช่หรอ? Like, crazy. Is it real? ใช่หรอ? You can also say จริงหรอ as well. Like, ba, จริงหรอ? Like, what? Crazy. That's really? Ba, ไม่เชื่อ.ไม่เชื่อ means I don't believe you. Like, that was nonsense. Like, bah, it's nonsense. ต่อไปค่ะ. Number six, when you are surprised, but kind of like shocked, not a good feeling. When you like, hey, oh, I'm sorry, I already say the sound. See, it's so tired that I have to say it. I'm so tired, like I have to say this sound. Hey, I just tell you, hey, nah, hey. Don't get confused with the word, huh, arena, which means what? This one is hey, which means like, what? Just for the example, like, if one of my friends, you know, get in an accident, knocked it out, I don't want it to happen, but like, you kind of shocked, and you like, what? You say, hey, jing o, hey, michelle. Michelle means like, it couldn't be real. Michelle, kind of like shock for an unexpected news, which is like not a good news. Hey. ต่อไปค่ะ. Number 7. The phrase, actually the one of the most commonly used sound ever for Thai. We said it when you accept it or when we acknowledge something. We say, the sound comes from your throat but go through your nose. For example, like it's used as like we don't say we say like and this is a little bit casual though, not you use this one with your friends, not with people that you know that you respect. If you talk to people that you respect or somebody who is older than you, you use ka 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 or krap krap krap, right? But if you talk to your friend, you can just say You can also say as well. Not only but But is even more casual than ดี ก็ได้ like ก็ได้ like okay, can. Okay. Like, okay. So you use and as, you know, the sound when you acknowledge something, when you kind of like, Number 8. If you impressed, well, it's impressed, but like, it's not so impressed. Like, let's say that it's not so impressed like the word, oh-ho. So it sounds more like, aww. It sounds like, wow, it's nice. You know, it's nice. So it's a good feeling. And when you want to express something that, wow, that's nice, you say, hoi. Ah. Hoi. So the sound, hoi. End with your yak sound, huh? Hoi, narak. Like, oh, so cute. Hoi aroi. Like, wow, that's delicious. Or like, hoi dia. Like, hoi, like, you know, it's like, wow, it's great. And now next one, number 9. If you want to say like, you know, if you're very, very disappointed, frustrated, what is the sound? Do you know that? The sound is, huh. It's the sound of a sign, you know? When you sign, can you try to sign? Like, huh. Ah, so we make it a little bit longer, like, huh, you know? Huh, ปวดหัว. As in like, I got a headache from this, like, huh, ปวดหัว. Or like, huh, เหนื่อย. I'm so tired. Or like, huh, เบื่อ. Like, huh. I'm so bored, or like, huh, เหนื่อยใจจริง I'm so tired of this. เหนื่อยใจ means you like kind of frustrated. You are sick of this. Oh, เหนื่อยใจ huh, เหนื่อยใจ And now come to the last one, ค่ะ. If you want to say, "Ouch, that hurts," in Thai, you have to say, "Oi, oi." ออ่างซาวสระโอยอยักษ์ไม่โทนะคะโอ้ย means ouch โอ้ยเจ็บ like ouch that hurts Oi, ปวดหัว like ouch I got a headache you know it's such a pain Oi Oi ปวดฟัน Oi แสบ Oi เจ็บ You use the word Oi when you have like a physical painAnd that's it, นะคะ, for the 10 interjections or 10 sounds that make you sound so Thai. So let's go through again quickly. First one, if you want to say, Ah, I got it. You say, Oh, เข้าใจแล้ว. Second one, if you want to say like, What? You say, Huh? อะไรนะ?Number three, if you want to say, what? How could it be? What? You're kind of disappointed. You say, ow, อะไรวะ? You know, like, what the heck, อะไรวะ? Ow, อะไรวะ? Number four, if you are so amazed, like, wow, that's so amazing. You use the sound, oh, สุดยอดNumber five, if you want to say like crazy, you say bah, ใช่หรอ bah, ไม่เชื่อ I don't believe you. Number six, if you kind of like doubt something, what that could be that can't be real, that can't be true. It's a sad feeling though, nah? Then you say hey, you know.Like, hey, จริงเหรอ? Like, what? Is it real? Number seven. If you want to show that you acknowledge or accept something, you say, or Number eight. If you want to like, aw, or like, wow, aw, like, you know, this is such a nice thing. This is a cute thing. You say,เฮ้ยเฮ้ย you know เฮ้ยน่ารักอ่ะเฮ้ยอร่อยอ่ะเฮ้ยดีอ่ะ number 9ค่ะ if you feel pain if you feel like oh, so frustrated you sign you say เฮ้อเฮ้อปวดหัวเฮ้อเหนื่อยใจ and last one ค่ะ if you have physical pain you say โอ้ยเจ็บAnd that's it, นะคะ, for the 10 interjections that make you sound Thai. So please feel free to comment any other sound that you have heard before. And you think that, hey, what sound is it? I've heard it all the time. Feel free to comment or interact with me, นะคะ. And I will get back to you with my feedback.Before we end this podcast, I would like to remind you, นะคะ, to check out my online courses. I have different courses for different level from beginners to intermediate level and all of them are self-paced with great materials that you can learn at your own pace on your own. But you can also have me on the sites because you can interact with me and have a group discussion in the comment section in every single lesson. So check it out at www.bananathaischool.com. Go to the course session. That's it for today. I hope you enjoy my podcast and see you in the next episode. Ka.